machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
It's never an easy thing to come to the realization that you've been conned. We're sold lie after lie in this scripted reality, and our perceptions become solidified within the illusion. The curious thing is that most will simply cling on to the cognitive illusions rather than ever admit to themselves that they just might have been bamboozled. It's painful and traumatizing for the ego to admit that its entire perceptual foundation is built upon untruths. But until one can achieve that understanding, they will be misled and mesmerized, forever estranged from themselves, existing on the outskirts of their very being, the periphery of who they truly are. The level to which human beings are psychologically manipulated is truly astounding. Perceptual misdirection is the primary weapon, as mass media pumps out fear and propaganda on a level that defies belief, painting a vastly distorted picture of what so many bravely call reality. The idea that they just may have been lied to never enters their minds, and if information appears that challenges their perceptions, it is often rejected outright with no consideration to solidify their normalcy bias. Through a lifetime of indoctrination, the thought process is stifled, reduced to the level of an almost animalistic child. Discernment, critical thinking, and awareness is contorted so comprehensively that the vast majority remain in a dumbed-down state of psychological disarray, imprisoned within their cognitive fortresses, often fighting viciously, defending their perceptual territory. Unhealed inner trauma keeps the illusion firmly in place. The entire world was placed into lockdown, all based on computer modeling data from Imperial College in London, which has now been shown to be completely faulty and unfit for scientific use. Even the CDC has been forced to admit that the fatality rate for COVID-19 is no worse than the seasonal flu, and in fact, the numbers are even lower for deaths than they were during the last flu season. Draconian laws have been mandated all over the world based on this faulty data that was presented by a professor of Imperial College who has made past predictions of projected fatalities from various pandemics, and he's been wrong every time. His name is Neil Ferguson, the epidemiologist who cried wolf. He has now admitted that all of the restrictions mandated, all of the Orwellian laws put into place, made no difference. Where is the outrage? Although his track record is appalling, this time health agencies and governments took his garbage data seriously, and by doing so have caused economic devastation, destruction of livelihoods and small businesses, removal of basic human rights, and the inception of a total police state and a technological surveillance grid system. Despite the official narrative coming apart at the seams, the restrictive mandates remain in place. Social distancing, demands to wear face masks, and all of the other dehumanizing edicts put into place have remained. And just as the official story falls apart, coordinated rioting occurs in major cities all over the world. You have to admit, the timing is impeccable. People are waking up to the fact that they've been conned, and yet still will obey and acquiesce in the face of this great lie. Why? In England, even after all of this coming to light, the British government has made it illegal for people who do not live in the same dwelling to have sex under threat of fine or arrest. How are they going to enforce that? Perhaps in addition to contact tracers, they can employ armies of fuck police to snitch on their neighbors for getting frisky. The whole thing is insane, and to take it seriously and still believe what the media says is an utter display of completely hypnotized and brainwashed minds. Face it, you've been conned. What we are witnessing is the largest transfer of wealth in history. It's a corporate takeover and all-out economic warfare on the people. What has happened as a result is astounding, and we haven't seen anything yet. The push for mandatory vaccines continues amidst the collapsing narrative as the media shifts the attention away from the scam while the agenda for slavery continues on. And let's not forget the murder hornets. They're coming for you. The great scamdemic of 2020 has tightened the noose and tyranny has stepped out of the shadows. And as if on cue, coordinated rent-a-mobs are destroying and looting cities all over the place. This is an effort by the elite ruling class to destroy what's left and usher in their totalitarian superstate. Now, if you think you will be just fine in a totalitarian police state, perhaps click off the TV and read a little history. It may do you some good. No one likes to admit that they've been bamboozled, but the time is running out to understand the level of psychological manipulation that has taken place and to free one's mind from the perceptual illusions that have snared their consciousness for their entire lives. Coming to that understanding is actually very liberating, but the ego will have to be put aside, and that seems to be incredibly challenging for most people. We seem to defend our perceptual comfort zones, even if that means propping up lies and believing in total illusions. The idea that we may have been wrong is far too frightening to contemplate, so better to dwell within cognitive illusions than to face the bitter truth. The refusal to do the necessary inner work will only lead to slavery. The choice is individual, and it is a massive undertaking to engage in the unlearning process, but it is necessary if one is to free their consciousness and shake the chains of tyranny to the ground. Face it, you've been conned.
I am in a world of shit.